Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You started there with the Monday Night Football game last night. Why bother to recap that thing? The Jets are really, really bad, and now they're down to their third string quarterback. And I couldn't help but watch a little bit of that game last night and think to myself, thank God we don't have quarterback issues here in Kansas City, because it really, really, really makes a difference between being able to watch a football game like we can here in KC and turning the Jets-Browns game off by the time 8 o'clock rolled around last night, flipped on Seinfeld reruns, because that was a hell of a lot more entertaining than whatever the Jets were rolling
out
there last
night. See that 89-yard touchdown by your boy?
I did. I saw that. Very nice. Against the Jets. And so, you know, do it against somebody that matters, not the Jets.
An NFL team. You can only play who's on your schedule.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the Jets, I don't know if they are an NFL team, now down to their third quarterback last night. But even the guy that they had in there replacing Sam Darnold, who's out with mono of all Jets
I watched that
injuries.
Guy play for three quarters and I couldn't tell you his name.
What was the guy's name who replaced Sam Darnold last night? Was it,
some it was guy Trevor from Simeon.
Trevor Simeon, right?
Luke okay. Falk is the name we're looking
for. Luke Falk is the, wasn't there a Peter Falk who was an actor back in the day? Maybe it's Luke's great-grandfather. But yeah, but Trevor Siemian came in and he started that game for the Jets last night and he looked like dog crap. I mean, I'll just be honest, man. That guy sucks. And then he gets hurt and
it's
then
the
they
same
bring
spelling
in
of the name. Luke, he Columbo could be his grandfather.
Could be his father. Yeah, granddad. But then they bring in Luke Falk and you know, I guess all the wheels went off the wagon after that. But man, the Jets are just a bad football team. And having a quarterback in this league, my goodness, it's a difference between night and day, because there are throws that were some receivers were open and the quarterback's just missing them. And I think sometimes we take for granted that Patrick Mahomes is just going to be awesome every single day and just be awesome every single moment out there. And then when you see a game like the Jets last night, you realize, man, we're lucky that we got a guy like that here in Kansas City. So that was
it wasn't that long ago that we had to deal with that ourselves.
Yeah, but
I mean, you had Alex Smith. Alex I don't good, feel but, like he's Trevor Siemian
no,
by any stretch
God,
of the imagination.
And I don't even know that Matt Cassel was Trevor Siemian.
That's debatable.
It's kind of touch and go right there about but man, there's just some bad quarterback play in the NFL right now. So congrats to the Browns for getting one of their six wins against the Jets. I'm sure they'll mark that down and celebrate it like they've never celebrated before. Sure, the town of Cleveland gave out free beer last night because the Browns beat the Jets. Congratulations.
Dilly.
Yeah, congratulations to you. So, all right, the big news is obviously what the hell are the Chiefs going to do when it comes to a defensive back going forward in the NFL? And last night, Minkah Fitzpatrick was traded by the Dolphins to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And my first take on this was, wow, the Pittsburgh Steelers are out there trading a first-round draft pick in a year where they lost their quarterback to go out and get the defensive back for an 0-2 football team. I'm like, that just doesn't make any sense. And then you realize, though, Minkah Fitzpatrick's got another couple of years to go. He's only in his second year in the NFL. So from a building standpoint, it does make perfect sense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know Chiefs fans were all excited last night about the possibilities of adding Minkah Fitzpatrick into the mix and making him a part of this organization, and thought, you know, any name is a good name, is a different name, is better than what we have right now at defensive back here in Kansas City. Well, I can tell you for a fact that the Kansas City Chiefs were involved in the Minkah Fitzpatrick deal. And in fact, they were involved in the deal down to the end. They were just basically outbid by the Pittsburgh Steelers for Minkah Fitzpatrick. And when I say outbid, there was nothing that the Kansas City Chiefs could have done to make their offer better that the Miami Dolphins were going to accept for Minkah Fitzpatrick than what they were able to give up. And when you compare the Pittsburgh Steelers and where they are right now to the Kansas City Chiefs, you're knowing that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have a pretty pathetic draft pick right now because of their quarterback being out for the season and they're already off to an 0-2 start. The Kansas City Chiefs have the MVP and will potentially be in the Super Bowl, and their draft pick in the first round is just not going to be as good as what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have in the first round. And so ultimately, that's what it came down to. From what I've been told, everybody around the league considers the situation that the Pittsburgh Steelers are in right now to be basically a top 15 draft pick next year. The Miami Dolphins are not passing up on a potential top 15 draft pick next year in the draft for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Even if the Chiefs offered their first draft pick and decided that they wanted to part ways with their first round draft pick, which they would have done, picking number 30, 31, 32, 28, 29, wherever the Chiefs are going to pick this year, is not as appealing as what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do, and that is most likely a top 15 draft pick because their star quarterback is out for the season and they are already off to an 0-2 start. So, like, the Chiefs were in. The Chiefs wanted them. The Chiefs were looking to make that move. The Chiefs were aggressive in trying to make that move. But the fact of the matter is, this was a guy who wasn't going to be parted with for lesser than what the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to offer, and that was the best offer on the table for the Miami Dolphins, who Ryan, I think, believe now have 5 first-round draft picks next year, something like that, something great. 3 first-round picks next year, 3 in the draft next year for the Miami Dolphins. So they're stockpiling picks, they're rebuilding, and they're trying to move their franchise forward in a tanking sort of way, and look, that's what they did yesterday. So the Chiefs are out on Minkah Fitzpatrick, which brings us to Jalen Ramsey and what the Chiefs should do with Jalen Ramsey and that situation. Now he has demanded a trade, and the price tag is going to be very high for Jalen Ramsey. You're talking 2 first-round draft picks. But I talked to somebody close to the organization about 2 weeks ago. Whenever that Tyreek Hill rumor came about, when was that? Right before Labor Day, I think it was. Right before Labor Day with the situation with Tyreek Hill potentially being traded, and everybody thought, oh, he may be traded and Jalen Ramsey may be the guy that comes over. But what I was told, and this was just, back on, the 27th, 28th of August, whatever the case may be, I was told that the situation involving Jalen Ramsey probably wasn't going to be something that was going to happen here in Kansas City. In fact, the comparison that I got was a lot to like Marcus Peters, and they've dealt with a guy with kind of an attitude, kind of a chip on his shoulder, kind of a guy that, kind of rubbed people the wrong way, and they didn't like the attitude of Marcus Peters in Kansas City. That's why they traded Marcus Peters. And so 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whenever it was, the conversation surrounding Jalen Ramsey was very similar to the conversation that surrounded Marcus Peters, a been there, done that type of attitude that the Chiefs had toward Jalen Ramsey. And at that point in time, didn't look like the Kansas City Chiefs were willing to make a move for Jalen Ramsey. Now 3 weeks have gone by. You've kind of started to see what this defense is all about. You see where the New England Patriots are when it comes to their football team right now, and they're the best team in the NFL, hands down. I mean, they've outscored their opponents 76-3 in the last 2 games and haven't allowed a touchdown since Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. So they've gone the Super Bowl in their first 2 games of this season, without allowing a touchdown. That's 12 straight quarters without allowing a touchdown in the NFL is pretty darn impressive. So the New England Patriots are a really, really good football team. Can you honestly beat them without upgrading your defense is the question that the Kansas City Chiefs as an organization have to ask themselves. I don't think you can necessarily beat the New England Patriots if you don't upgrade your defense. That's why we've been talking about Patrick Peterson. I don't know if that's still in the works or not. Obviously, Minkah Fitzpatrick is no longer available for the Kansas City Chiefs, but Jalen Ramsey could potentially be available to the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's going to take a lot of draft capital to move on that player, and it's something that, from a football standpoint, I would be willing to do, but from a who-he-is standpoint, it may not gel so well with what the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to do here in KC. I think years ago in Philadelphia, when Andy Reid added big-time personalities, it didn't work well for him. And I think that's something that Andy Reid learned from Philadelphia. Big-time personalities don't always work well inside of a locker room. Jalen Ramsey makes you a better team. There's no doubt about it. But does his performance and his attitude and the way that he handles himself rub everybody the wrong way? Plus, they would have to come up with some cash and a new contract for Jalen Ramsey as well moving forward. And is that something that they want to do? Do they want to be wedded to Jalen Ramsey for the next 4, 5, 6 years when they may not really like who Jalen Ramsey is? And so that's something that the Kansas City Chiefs need to figure out. That's something that they have to take care of. If they trade for him, great. I'm excited about it. I'd be happy about it. If they don't trade for him, I'd understand that as well. And that's the line that you have to draw. Is this guy good enough to come in and make a difference on the field without upsetting the apple cart and everything that you've established culture-wise here in Kansas City? because when Andy Reid got out of that culture mindset in Philadelphia, things took a turn. The Royals were very cautious about their culture and what they created inside that locker room in 14 and 15 and ended up winning a championship. It's up to this organization to go out there and to vet this guy and to vet this situation to make sure he's somebody that can come in and fit in and not cause a disturbance like we've seen in the past with players when they come in and they become bigger than the organization. And I know from talking to people inside that organization, Ryan, they don't want players that are going to be bigger than the organization and command all the attention more so than the organization does. And Jalen Ramsey feels like that kind of guy.
They also have a guy in Patrick Mahomes that should rightfully so command all the attention, and you shouldn't have to worry about some other guy trying to steal that spotlight away. And I don't think Mahomes would have an issue with that, but I don't think the organization wants that. I do think it's natural to give pause to wanting to bring in a guy like that in. And when you talk about like Andy Reid and how they tried to build that dream team in Philly and how that kind of all shook apart on the chassis. And like, to me, I think that there's a lot of differences obviously between the two teams, but the biggest differences to me are, number one, Andy Reid's more mature. Andy Reid's older. He's been in the league a lot longer at this point now. Because what was that, 03, 0?
No, that was at the end of Philadelphia. That's why he got bounced.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
12.
Either way.
Yeah, like 11 and 12.
He's had several years since then to learn from his mistakes, and I think that was one of those learning experiences that he certainly had to learn from. The other facet of it is I think that the locker room here in Kansas City is just – it's well-equipped to be able to handle that. I don't want to say that it's better equipped than Philly, but I think that at least from the observations that we can make right now.
Well, you clearly have a true leader. You didn't in Philadelphia. I don't know if Michael Vick was that guy that Patrick Mahomes is. I don't think anybody's the guy that Patrick Mahomes is when it comes to leadership and blending everybody together, you know?
I just think that when you see the chemistry that's already existing in the locker room right now and how those guys, and, you know, if you were listening to Therese last night with Binkley on the Therese Paylor Show, which if you didn't, on demand, page 610sports.com. But to me, like, you see the chemistry that's already there. Couple that with the fact that your guys are all kind of all in the same age range, right? Like they're aging through this organization at the same pace. Like Jalen Ramsey's going to fit right into that mold with them, and I don't think that you're going to have as big of a disruption as you would think because of the fact that locker room's just equipped to handle it.
Yeah, here's Therese Paylor last night about what it would take to get Jalen Ramsey.
If I were the Jaguars, I wouldn't train him for anything less than two firsts. That's how special he is. He's not even 25 yet. That's the thing. Like, you're not just trading for Jalen. You're trading for the next 4 years of Jalen, who's like an elite cornerback with the superstar development trait, right? So, you know, I would think it'd at least take two first-round picks. And if it takes anything less than that, you got to steal.
So there you go. Therese Paylor right here on 610 Sports
sticker
Radio.
Shock right there. Yeah,
but for me, it's not. I'd make that trade. Like, from a player standpoint of what he can bring you to the table, that like is that if you believe that's the missing piece between you beating the Patriots and winning the Super Bowl, I would absolutely give up two first-round
picks. I mean,
you do
have to realize, though, that would put the Chiefs in a position where they wouldn't have a first-round pick for, what, like 4 or 5 years?
And if you
like, Brett Veach has never made a first-round draft
pick.
Yeah,
but if they win the Super Bowl, you know, not that it guarantees a Super Bowl, but you're taking a chance.
Well, teams like the Chiefs don't necessarily need first-round picks to reload.
Right.
I mean, they're obviously nice.
They've got enough right
feels
now.
Feels like a luxury at that point.
Especially picking in the 30s, man, when that's basically a second-round pick. So we'll see. I wouldn't mind giving it up. We'll find out what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do moving forward. We'll keep that information here on 610 Sports Radio monitored all day long, and we'll check in with Therese Paylor when need be with that story and the latest on potentially getting Jalen Ramsey to Kansas City. Coming up, it's officially over, and for the first time in the history of Kansas City sports, something happened last night. We'll tell you what it is next.
Fesco in the morning.
Soler straight up, and he's going to swing it in at high and deep. Left center field, way, way, way back and gone. And Jorge Soler has tied Mike Trout. Home run number 45 on the year was a bomb to left center, and neither Brown nor Canna moved. As that rocket headed out of here.
Steve Stewart here on 610 Sports Radio. Late last night, as the Royals get the big win in the bottom of, or I should say the top of the ninth inning, they win it because they were the road team, duh. And Jorge Soler hits his 45th homer on the season in the fourth inning, and that ties him now with Mike Trout for the lead in the American League. And the cool thing about that is Mike Trout is out for the season, so he's not going to hit more than 45. I'd like to see Mike Trout play the rest of the year. But the next closest guy, Nelson Cruz, he is 37 home runs, eight behind Jorge Soler. So Soler has an eight home run lead with less than 2 weeks to go in the season. It looks like he will probably win the home run championship, at least tie for the home run championship with Mike Trout. You'd like to see him get one more so he can pass Mike Trout and get the home run title all to his own. And it'd be the first time in the history of Royals baseball that we have a home run champion here in Kansas City. And don't look now, he's second in RBIs, nine behind the league leader, I think, in RBIs with 109 RBIs on the year. 118 is leading the league, or 117 is leading the league right now when it comes to the RBIs. So he's not far behind on that either. So a very nice offensive season ultimately for Jorge Soler. Abreu with the White Sox has 118 RBIs. So yeah, Jorge Soler is just nine off the pace of him. But Jorge Soler finishing potentially 1-2 in two of the three Triple Crown categories. That's a hell of a year, man. If you're Jorge Soler, you have to be very, very pleased with yourself. And if you're the Kansas City Royals, you got to be very pleased with yourself, with Jorge Soler doing some damage and Jorge Soler solidifying the middle of the lineup going forward here in Kansas City. So we'll continue to track that, and we'll see if Jorge Soler can bust out and become the home run king potentially tonight. And you can catch the Royals and A's game 2 here on 610 Sports Radio. I tend to declare things over, and I've already declared the AFC West over with that win over the Oakland Raiders the other day out in Oakland. Chiefs are now officially AFC West champions in 2019. But I'm not the only one doing it. Our guy Colin Cowherd on our sister station 1660 The Score weighed in, not just on the AFC West, but the AFC as a whole.
The AFC is done this morning. New England, Kansas City, it's done. The question now, do they play at Arrowhead in January or do they play in Foxborough? I mean, I thought that this morning before this, now it's over. I mean, spare me on Cleveland. Tennessee lost at home to Indianapolis's backup. Baltimore, they're fun, Lamar Jackson, but they struggled at home with Arizona. Rookie quarterback, second game. Rookie head coach, second game. Chargers lost to Detroit. What the hell was that? Look around. I mean, Houston struggled with Gardner Minshew. They came within a second of losing. You start looking around the AFC this morning, there's some fun stories. Cleveland tonight could be fun. Baltimore's really fun. But, I mean, Tennessee, you can't trust Tennessee. You can't trust Houston. You're crossing your fingers watching Deshaun Watson duck to get out of the way of sacks. It's over. The AFC is over. You can't trust anybody in the AFC. Except New England and Kansas City. So Andy Reid, Belichick, mark it down. We just got to figure out, are they playing in snow in Foxborough or rain and hail in Kansas City? But that's what it feels like this morning.
So there's Colin Cowherd, and he's right about that. 2 weeks into this NFL season, and you start to look around at the rest of the AFC, and besides the Patriots and besides the Kansas City Chiefs, what team really stands out? I think a lot of people believe Pittsburgh was going to bounce back this year. Well, they're done. They got their quarterback with an injured elbow. He's out for the season. See you later, Pittsburgh. I'm not a buyer in the Cleveland Browns. I don't think many people are buyers in the Cleveland Browns. I think the Houston Texans right now are one of those teams that you have to look at and say they could be good, but do you really believe that they're going to be good? Because Deshaun Watson, with the way that he plays and how bad his offensive line is, he's probably going to miss a game or two this season. It's just kind of, you know, the odds for Deshaun Watson. He'll probably be out for a game or two this year. And then you look at the Baltimore Ravens, the team that's rolling into town this weekend here into Kansas City. They may be the third best team in the AFC. The other team that everybody liked going into the year, the Indianapolis Colts. Well, their quarterback quit and their kicker can't kick. And so they're lucky to be sitting at 1-1 right now on this season. So I just don't believe that there really is that legit third team that's going to come up and surprise people right now in the AFC. And I think from an NFL standpoint, being here in Kansas City, I'm good with it. I'm glad the Chiefs are one of the two best teams in the AFC and will most likely be playing in the AFC championship game for the right to go to the Super Bowl. The question remains, though, for the rest of the NFL and for the rest of the AFC, and I said it yesterday for the Oakland Raiders and everybody else in the AFC West, though, well, what's the point now in the AFC? Like, what's the point with 14 weeks to go? if you're a team like Houston or Baltimore or Indianapolis or Pittsburgh or Cleveland, like, you just don't have enough to compete with these two teams that are on pace to be two of the strongest teams maybe we've ever seen in NFL history. I mean, the New England Patriots have the potential this year to be the best team we've ever seen in NFL history, and the Kansas City Chiefs have the potential to be the best offense this year that we've ever seen in NFL history, coming off a year where they were the best offense we've ever seen in NFL history. And the rest of the AFC, man, DOA, dead on arrival for the AFC, because they don't stand a chance in the Chiefs. Will these teams slip up over the course of the season? Maybe, maybe not. I contain that going into Week 14, both of these teams are going to be undefeated, and both of these teams are going to be battling for home field advantage, and the winner of that game in Week 14 is going to claim home field advantage in the postseason and have that home field advantage for the right to go to the Super Bowl. The AFC is over. It's done, man, and that's a good feeling to have right now if you're a Chiefs fan. The ultimate game is Week 14, and whatever happens there is going to set the table for the entire year.
It definitely does start to look like you have the number three team in the AFC coming in here on Sunday, too.
I think so. I think Baltimore is the number three team in the AFC and could provide a little bit of a test, and I know they'll have some revenge on their mind. We'll see where that ultimately takes them. Coming up, we'll shout it out, 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. So get in your text now, and we'll talk about whatever it is that you want to discuss. And 24 hours after his beat down by the Chiefs, John Gruden is still, well, beat down. We'll discuss it next.
What the hell was that?
Fesco in the morning.
All right, we're going to shout it out in a couple of moments here on 610 Sports Radio. So get your topics in, 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We'd be remiss if we did not say happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes today, celebrating his 24th birthday. Him and Brad Keller now sitting at the ripe old age of 24.
Right, Keller turned 25.
Did he turn 25? I thought he was just 23. Wasn't he just 23 and then turned 24?
Well,
you don't
unfortunately,
skip a year, right?
The way the years work, they just kind of keep on marching.
Like leap year, you don't skip a year.
Oh, you're right. He's 24.
Yeah, 24. Brad Keller's 24. Remember, we had him 23 for the longest time. So, yeah, congratulations to both of those guys for being 24. So, Patrick Mahomes celebrating his birthday today. If you want to weigh in and sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes, 913-576-7610. Yeah, we'll open the phone lines. We'll take your happy birthday songs for Patrick Mahomes. If you want to sing to him, we'll make sure he hears.
Maybe you'll write him a poem or a limerick.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Patrick is here, and you have no chance to win anything because Patrick is the best.
Nah.
Did you like that one? That was good, right? Yes.
I mean, you could do better.
I probably could. Absolutely.
Let's work it out in the break.
Well, that was just a little like kind of off the top of the head. Also, September 17th marks one of the most important days in 610 Sports Radio history. We'll tell you why as the morning rolls along here. Plus, we'll keep you updated on all the latest on Minka Fitzpatrick and Jalen Ramsey. Of course, Minka Fitzpatrick traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chiefs were in it till the end.
I feel like that's about as latest as we're going to get
on that one. But people want to know, like, why didn't they get Minka Fitzpatrick? You know, what happened there? The Chiefs were in it to the end, and they ultimately weren't going to have as good a pick as the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to have next year in the first round. The Pittsburgh Steelers have no quarterback. They're 0-2. The Kansas City Chiefs have the MVP. They're 2-0. Pittsburgh will have a better draft pick to give up to the Miami Dolphins next year than the Chiefs will. So ultimately, you go with the better offer, just like when you're, you know, selling your house and you have two bidders, you're going to take the highest bid. And right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers at 0-2 with no quarterback have the higher bid than the Kansas City Chiefs do, with a quarterback and a 2-0 football team that will most likely be playing in the AFC Championship game. John Gruden speaking yesterday, still very despondent over what happened out in Oakland on Sunday.
It's the thing about the Chiefs, see? As I said earlier in the week, they make you defend every blade of grass. Laterally, with all the RPOs and jet sweep threats that they have, and then vertically, this kid Mahomes can drop some bombs in on you from all over the field.
So there's John Gruden still on Monday morning going, well, there's nothing we can do. The Chiefs seemingly break teams early in the season, and they don't have an opportunity to recover. You saw it last year with Jacksonville. You saw it this year with Jacksonville. You saw it this year with the Oakland Raiders now. They're done, and they can move on to Las Vegas and pack their bags and fly coach on Allegiant Airlines like their owner did and enjoy themselves. And so congratulations to John Gruden and the Raiders. You have been snapped in two by the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, the update on Jalen Ramsey. couple of weeks ago, the Chiefs didn't seem real hot on trading for Jalen Ramsey. Maybe those times have changed. Maybe in the last couple of weeks have, you know, maybe changed the tune of how the Chiefs feel about Jalen Ramsey, and maybe it is a guy that they want to go after. We'll hear more from Therese Paylor coming up around 7 o'clock when it comes to that topic here on 610 Sports Radio. But let's shout it out. 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. You text the topic. We'll talk about it. Brother Ryan, what do you got today? Josh off another day at the Hamptons. Wow. Maybe he's back tomorrow. I don't know.
How many vacation days does that guy get?
He gets months.
913 says, why would we want Ramsey after we just exposed him? You're right. You don't want that all-pro cornerback that's just 24 years old. You don't want that.
You don't want that guy at all. There's really a mixed bag of, you know, fans wanting him and not wanting him. I think if Jalen Ramsey ultimately wasn't fighting with his coach on the sidelines and didn't have the Brinks truck moment and the GQ and all that kind of stuff that he did last year, fans would want this guy. And I think the organization would be all in on Jalen Ramsey. I still think they're touch and go on whether or not they are all in on going out and getting Jalen Ramsey because of the off-the-field stuff and the way that he acts. And I think for the organization, they're like, I don't know.
We'll talk more about that. Let's get to the important stuff. 816, worst part of being a parent is always getting sick from your kid.
Yeah, I was a healthy SOB until I had children, and then they go
no
to school.
No way to talk about your mother.
No, I know. But then they go to school, and they lick doorknobs, they eat mulch, they gnaw on pencils together, and then they all come home, and they all have, sickies, and it's disgusting, man. Kids are gross. Licking desks.
My son got home from daycare yesterday. It was about an hour before I, got around to getting the diaper changed and everything. And when I opened his diaper, there was dirt in it, like actual dirt.
Dirt in
like
the diaper.
Like a good handful of dirt.
He ate dirt or he, like, stuffed dirt in
no,
his diaper?
No, he stuffed dirt in his diaper.
Oh,
just
why?
Waiting there for I don't know. I don't know. He liked the grittiness against his groin,
maybe.
That's
disgusting.
Maybe. I couldn't reason
kids
with
him. Kids
are
really gross,
there's
man.
No reasoning with this kid. Let's see here. The phrase calm down has a 100% failure rate.
Yeah, it's true. If you're sitting there telling somebody to calm down.
Don't tell it to your wife.
That, or your kids.
Yeah, might work with my kids. I'll put on dad voice and say calm down, and they usually calm down.
What's dad voice? Yelling or calm?
I mean, it's a sterner voice.
Yeah.
Like the way you tell like a dog to sit.
Sit.
Well, that's not. No.
I think
you don't have dad voice?
If you want somebody to calm down, I think you have to do it in kind of a calm tone. Hey, chill out. Calm down. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.
I can't stop crying.
The
snot bubble coming
out.
The
snot bubble.
Who sounds sexy, Alexa or Siri? I think Siri sounds very sexy. My wife changed her.
Who?
My wife changed her Siri to a male voice, and it bothers me.
That should bother you. I'd be very offended by that.
Some other guy telling her all these things. She turns to him for advice now.
We were watching the game last night, and my wife and I had our phones sitting down on the table, and Joe Tessitore says, hey, Siri, and both of our phones went off with Siri, going off. So I thought that was kind of funny last night. I never had that happen to me before.
913, y'all ever get them zits in your nose?
Oh, yeah.
Inside?
Inside, yeah. You've never had one of those before?
No.
They suck. You got to try to figure out a way to get your finger up there and pop that thing, man. It's awful.
Gross. Don't pop it. Let it just run its course. Shout out to my son.
Toothpaste works to dry it out.
Who was selected to help his teacher do a presentation in front of the school board on Wednesday. He's only a kindergartner.
Oh, very cool, man. What was the presentation about? I need more details on that. That sounds awesome.
I'll
congratulations.
Open up that text window.
You're raising
we'll see
a good son. You're raising a good son, man.
Yeah, shout
that's
out
awesome.
To you.
Yeah, that's good parenting, man.
Would you rather never be able to wipe your butt again or never have sex again? I mean, I'll just buy a bidet. That'd work, right?
Have you ever used one?
It's weird.
They suck. Okay. My parents got
this.
You got
to have one with good pressure.
This
or else
toilet
it's not going to do anything.
That heats up. Like the toilet seat gets warm and then the thing squirts in the ass. And I'm like, I'm out on this.
So you're going to never have sex again over not wiping your butt?
I mean, if it came down to it, I would use the bidet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's spelled bidet, B-I-D-E-T, just so you know. It's not.
816, violets are blue, roses are red. Mahomes is the king of Arrowhead.
Ah, that's very good. I like that. Nicely done.
That was good. I can't read that text. I'm an Army veteran and the biggest Chiefs fan on the planet. My name is Zeb, and it's my birthday, too. And it's Pat's birthday. It's destiny.
Happy birthday, Zeb. Thank you for serving our country. And I hope you have a great birthday wherever you are.
Someone saying dirt in the diaper like kitty litter.
Oh, absorbs maybe. That's a good point. Your kid's not smart enough to think of that, though, is he?
No.
Like, I peed myself. Now let me throw dirt in here to absorb it.
No way is he.
Not a chance.
Intelligent enough to do that. I think the second one's
I wouldn't have been
dumb
intelligent
one.
Enough to do that.
Like, I know our first kid is smart. I think the second one's dumb.
Yeah, really?
Like, he's not. He'll turn two in November. I think he's already dumb.
I love him.
Don't get me wrong.
Right.
He might be stupid.
But I think they say the second child usually is not. Like, the first child is the smartest.
I mean,
I'm my sister, I know I'm the smartest.
I'm the second, at least, of. Yeah,
Then you are an Eagle Scout, right?
I'm smarter than my brother. I know that for sure.
How many whittling chip badges do you have?
It's called the Totem Chip, actually. Okay. I have woodworking merit badge, so nice. I guess two.
Two different ones. How many knot-tying badges do you have?
You don't actually earn a knot-tying badge. There's certain knots that you'll need to learn to elevate through the right. You know what? I think you're just asking this just to.
I'm just trying to see how smart
you are. You're just trolling me. You're just trolling me.
Trying to see how smart you are.
After pooping on his truck, he chased me down, so I punched him in the face. Now I'm unemployed but living the dream, won $30 on scratchers. Oh, that was an update from the guy who took a dump yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
I don't believe you, actually. Yeah. I don't believe you.
I'm not buying that story.
Have you guys had an on-air fart? Yeah, all the time. I'm crop dusting this studio.
I crop dusted George Brett one time. At least he claims I did, but I didn't. I'll deny it to this day that I crop dusted George Brett.
816 says if you can't wipe your butt, nobody's going to have sex with you.
Yeah, fair point.
I don't know. Some people are into weird things, man.
Yeah, that's another fair point.
There is a lid for every pot. Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Violets are blue. Patrick's in red. Don't look now. Defenses passes zooming over your head. My cadence on that was all.
That was really bad. Was it poorly written or was that your fault?
There's no punctuation in this entire sentence. Put a comma in there. Name an NFL color scheme worse than the Chiefs.
There's not many.
Since we're on the topic, though, I really like the Jets' new jerseys.
I don't know what
everybody was freaking out about.
Yeah, I thought the Jets' jerseys were pretty good.
Someone said, I'll be disappointed if you don't pull the thing that squirts you in the ass.
Yeah. I'm way ahead of you on that one.
Would you rather lick a toilet seat or cut off a thumb? Little known fact about me.
Oh,
one of my thumbs is actually a toe.
What is it with...
I'm not even
like,
joking. Are you just going to graze past that? Just gloss over
okay,
it?
When
this one right here. It's a toe.
Okay.
Look at it.
It looks kind of... Oh, my God. Yes.
It's shorter.
It's much shorter. Yeah.
It's a birth defect.
Oh,
I have
man.
A toe for a thumb.
That's
so
sad.
If I can cut off the toe
Did your mother smoke Juuls when she was pregnant with you?
Maybe. I don't know. She was smoking a lot.
Did she drink whiskey while you were in
I just told everybody I have a toe for a thumb.
Yeah.
69306, does anybody else have a toe thumb? Megan Fox has two toe thumbs.
Does she really?
She does.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's that.
Any relation to Rick Fox?
I think so, actually. It's her dad.
Oh. Is it really?
No, it's not. I don't think so. Oh. Thumb war or rock, paper, scissors. That's not even nice. I only thumb war with my right hand.
Yeah, you got to. 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. That is another edition of... Shouted out.
I always called it paper, rock, scissors.
What are you on, Planet Mars?
I mean, so what if I mixed up the order? It's all the same things. You ever play Bear Ninja Cowboy?
No.
Oh, that's the one.
Is there wrestling involved?
No. It's you stand back to back.
Yeah.
And then you turn around, like you jump and turn and you face each other and you either strike the pose of a bear, a ninja, or a cowboy. It's just like rock, paper, scissors. Only it's you utilize your whole body.
Okay.
We'll play Bear Ninja Cowboy.
We'll do that later after the show, yeah. Coming up, Patrick Mahomes has become the first NFL player to do a lot of things, but now he could become the first professional athlete ever to do this. We'll tell you what it is next.
Fesco in the morning.
Back at it here on Patrick Mahomes' birthday, 610 Sports Radio. If you want to call and wish Patrick Mahomes a happy birthday and sing to him, 913-576-7610 is the telephone number. 913-576-7610 is the telephone
number. Shockingly, nobody's taking you up on
that. I'm surprised nobody wants to call in and wish Patrick Mahomes a happy birthday. We'll have the phone lines open all morning long if you want to call in and sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes. As soon as you call in, we will put you on the air. to sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes.
Because I don't have anything better to do than answer
the
phone.
Well, we'll just take the calls blindly, Ryan. I mean, we're not going to screen.
Can we just answer them on the air?
Yeah, just Andrew Mahomes, 610 Sports Radio. You're on the air.
No, you'll be on the air if you call.
So, we're going to try to do that. Get the happy birthday wishes to Patrick Mahomes.
Someone on the text line said, I don't trust you thumbs.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
Is that true?
I don't know. Do you have hitchhiker thumbs?
610 Sports Radio, you're on the air.
A lot of phone calls are coming in right now. A lot of calls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, patty cake. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, very nicely done. Very nicely done. We got another one.
That was lovely.
You're on
the air.
Yeah, I called up. I just want to give a shout-out to Patrick on his birthday and sing him happy birthday if that's good.
Oh, you're on the air. Go for it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. MVP. Happy birthday to you.
That was very good. I told you we would definitely get a Marilyn Monroe type of serenade for Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, all morning long, if you want to sing happy birthday to our quarterback, 913-576-7610 is the telephone number. September 17th, also another very important day on 610 Sports Radio. We'll tell you why a little bit later on. And coming up in less than 12 minutes, I just got an update on potentially getting Jalen Ramsey to the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll discuss that coming up in about 12 minutes or so here on 610 Sports Radio. So yesterday on the show, about this time yesterday, we were talking about Patrick Mahomes. Like, who else would we be talking about, right? And I said that I believe Patrick Mahomes should be the first player in sports history to have this happen to him, and then afterwards, somebody else stole my idea. It sounds almost hyperbolic right now, but each week this kid is doing something that makes you go, holy bleep, I can't believe I just saw that. He's setting records and doing amazing things week in and week out. So I don't think there is any hyperbole when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. He literally is doing things that nobody has ever done in the history of the National Football League, and he's just 18 games, whatever it is, into his career. 19 games, if you factor in that Denver game at the end of 2017. He's 19 games into his career as a quarterback, and he's doing things that Joe Montana was never able to accomplish. He's doing things that Kurt Warner was never able to accomplish. So many Hall of Fame quarterbacks are looking at Patrick Mahomes and going, damn, what size jacket you wear, son, because you're getting one. We're going to put it on you here now. He may be the first player in the history of sports to go into the Hall of Fame before his career is over. That's how good this guy has been through the first 19 games of his career. So that was yesterday. My thoughts on Patrick Mahomes should be the first athlete to go into the Hall of Fame while still playing. You probably heard that and go, you're a moron, which is, you know, what most people say about me. That's fine. Tim Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback, yesterday afternoon after listening to this show on NFL Live.
Patrick Mahomes, he should be the first active player that is in the Hall of Fame. Just, he shouldn't have to wait 5 years.
That's actually really good, though.
Just go right in. Like Trey always says, like, hey, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
There it is. So Tim Hasselbeck saying Patrick Mahomes should be a Hall of Famer while he is playing as well. And if he continues to do what he's doing, what's the harm in putting the kid in the Hall of Fame if he continues to put up number after number after number after number like he's doing right now? He very well may be the guy that starts the argument and the discussion. Can we put somebody in the Hall of Fame while they're still playing? Because Patrick Mahomes surely deserves it. Matt, do you want to sing to our quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. Happy birthday so we can have one too. Hey.
Very nicely done. Thank you very much. If you want to sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes, the floor is yours all morning long here on 610 Sports Radio at 913-576-7610. Ryan Clark also went on to talk about Patrick Mahomes, not saying he should be in the Hall of Fame right now, but Ryan Clark with high praise on NFL Live about the QB.
Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player we've ever seen
right now at this moment. And so,
we don't need any more time.
So we don't need any more time.
I like that.
It doesn't matter that we have a quarterback that's won 6 Super Bowls. It doesn't matter that Peyton Manning's played, Brett Favre has played,
Aaron Rodgers.
None of these people that Patrick Mahomes is right now the greatest, not quarterback, the greatest NFL player we've ever seen.
So there's Ryan Clark on ESPN saying that Patrick Mahomes, while Wendy Nix was yelling over him, is the greatest football player that we've ever seen of all time in the 100 years of the National Football League. That's the high praise coming from former NFLer Ryan Clark and Tim Hasselbeck yesterday on NFL Live, like 12 hours or so. I guess not 12 hours, but like 8 hours after I originally broached the topic here on 610 Sports Radio. Should we crown Patrick Mahomes, put him in the Hall of Fame before his career is over? And I think if there's going to be somebody that, you know, gets that conversation started, it is going to be Patrick Mahomes. There was also discussion yesterday on NFL Live, which I found to be very funny, but not really, you know, far from the truth at all. Patrick Mahomes could become the first billion-dollar athlete to ever play professional sports in the United States of America, whether that be from a endorsement plus, salary standpoint, whether that be just broaching the billion-dollar mark by salary alone, who knows? Patrick Mahomes could be a guy that approaches the billion-dollar earnings mark by the time his career is done in the NFL. It is his birthday. Billy, you're up to sing to Patrick Mahomes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go for it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patrick. Happy birthday to you. I hope you get some tonight. I hope you get some tonight. I hope you get some birthday cake. I hope you get some tonight. Happy birthday, Patrick.
Thank you, Billy. Really appreciate the phone call. Nicely done. Jillian, you're up next. Sing away.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patrick. Happy birthday to you. Go Chiefs.
There you go. Nicely done, Jillian, and many more.
Some good vibrato. That was nice.
I thought Jillian was really good, so keep your phone calls rolling in. 913-576-7610. Coming up at 7, update we need to share with you in about 5 minutes. But first, what was the internet freaking out about yesterday?
I get my news from the internet like every other normal person under 70.
Has the whole world gone insane?
It's all fantastic with the internet.
I'm not freaking out.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Oh, the internet.
What the internet was freaking out about is brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. It's now open in the Crossroads, and it's the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. It is Taco Tuesday down at Broadway Deli. And you can get French fries with that of the crinkle cut variety, which I find very, very, very
appealing.
There's
a little Mexican
appealing
joint by my house. They serve the fries covered in the queso, and
delish. Yeah, growing up in New Jersey, we had fries covered in brown gravy. Very good, too.
With some poutine? Yeah,
no, not with the poutine in it. Just the gravy. Just the gravy on top of the French fries. Why do you need the poutine? You already got the fry. I don't even know what poutine is as we talk about that. But what the internet was freaking out about yesterday, of course, is Jerry Seinfeld and his friends are coming to Netflix after losing The Office, after losing Friends, I believe. Netflix is out there kind of floating around going, what are we going to do to retain subscribers? We have to find a way to keep people because what we're offering right now isn't that good. Okay. And what they're offering right now is not worth the $15.99 a month or whatever it is that they're charging people. I get it through my phone service. It's one of the add-ons.
The fact that you think that a show from the mid-90s is what's going to revive Netflix is just it really,
I watch Seinfeld every day.
It's a snapshot into what you like enjoy and how your opinion of Netflix and media in general.
Well,
I don't listen.
But it's all changing though, Ryan. I mean, you have to admit with the Disney thing coming out next month or in November.
I mean, you're essentially like they don't make good music anymore. That's
no,
you.
I'm,
that's,
not, I'm
that's
not
your
that.
Guy.
I think Taylor Swift is very talented.
This is so good.
Yeah, so Seinfeld is coming to Netflix.
Hello, Newman.
And they're, But they're obviously doing it, Ryan, to try to appeal to our generation to keep us as subscribers. Because
they
here's
got me.
Here's
me for years.
Here's the thing, though. Most of us now in this generation have kids, and we're all going to be going, all right, they're going to want that Disney app, right? Every kid is going to want mom and dad to get that Disney app. Well, a lot of people and a lot of budgets say, all right, if I'm going to add something, I have to take away something. And if Netflix isn't giving me what I want, but the Disney app is giving my kids what they want, well, maybe I'll subscribe to the Netflix app and or the Disney app and not to Netflix anymore. So I think Netflix is, honest to God, looking for a way to keep people in our generation with kids. And a way to do that is give us something nostalgic. Give us something that we like. And if you throw up Seinfeld on there, all 180 episodes, it may be something that does keep some subscribers in our age range on there, as well as going to that Disney app.
Well, let's start the insanity.
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited about the fact that Seinfeld is coming to Netflix because, as you know,
boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
That's true. There is a ton of great things. Ton of great things available for you on Netflix.
But their subscriber rates are dropping, though, Ryan.
Well, it's because there are other things that are becoming available for you, especially ESPN Plus and the Disney Plus app and things like that. Those are going to be amazing. But there's a ton of great content still available. I'm not going to sit here and let you besmirch the good name of Netflix. It's pretty amazing.
I'm already an ESPN Plus subscriber. I've been like that ESPN insider, so that just kind of carried over. I think some of the programming that they're offering right now is pretty spectacular, especially NFL primetime. I think that's worth the price of admission right there. The Disney app, that's going to be worth the price of admission right now. And I think we're getting to the point where by the time you add subscription service after subscription service after subscription service, you're not saving any money over cable. And so people are still looking for ways to save money on their TV, and they're looking for ways to cut things. And if I'm a parent right now, which I am, and I'm ranking what I need to have, if Netflix wasn't free with my phone service, I'd ditch it. I would ditch Netflix. But now that they're adding Seinfeld,
I don't know if this is an unhealthy fear of mine. I feel like Seinfeld's going to take a ding in like what we think about it, like the impression that we have of Seinfeld, because so many younger people will probably view Seinfeld for the first time. Yeah. And a lot of these scenarios just aren't relatable anymore, because if you have a cell phone, you solve like 90% of the problems on Seinfeld.
Just about every problem. Like the Chinese restaurant never happens.
Like, I don't think millennials, I'm having a millennial take here, I don't think that they will be able to contextualize it properly. Like, I've seen videos of you know, 17-year-olds trying to use a rotary phone. I don't think they're going to understand this. Like, it's not going to make the same sense.
But I don't
have
think
the
they're targeting
impact.
Them. I think they're targeting us. Who
I get that they're not
going to
target
Netflix
them.
While
but
Disney
those,
is.
But those kids are going to be like, hey, I've heard about this. My parents like this. I'm going to watch this. And like, meh.
Yeah, probably so. Kind of like us with, like, I Love Lucy or the Hillbillies of Beverly Hills or whatever the crap was that, you know, our parents watched back
in the
day.
I love some Beverly Hillbillies.
Mr. She Ed, like a talking horse. Like, that really spawned, you know, spanned generations, I should say. Mr. Ed was probably spawning generations of horses, but
the hell was that?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think people were that into Mr. Ed once it kind of aged its way out, but it's not about the younger generations. It's about us and keeping us to Netflix while we have children that want the Disney app, and their fear is we'll dump Netflix for Disney and the ESPN app, and I think it is a legit fear. The only episode of Seinfeld I believe that could not have been solved by a cell phone was the contest, and that was the only one that could not have been solved by a cell phone. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Kansas City, a radio.com sports station. What are we giving away today, Ryan?
I have absolutely no idea. I didn't put it on the paper. However, I assure you it is fabulous.
It is a fabulous.
It is a fabulous prize. We do give things away each and every day at the tops of the hour, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock here on Fesco in the Morning. It's our reward to you just for listening and putting up with us, having people sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes. Next time you hear this drop.
Yeah, hello. This is Greg.
Next time you hear Greg chime in, be caller number
15, of
caller
course.
Caller number 15 to 913. 576-7610 the next time you hear that drop, and I will hook you up with a fabulous prize.
It shows you that people get mad about such inane things when people get mad that I use caller number 15 for Patrick Mahomes. Like, people are, why do you always have to have caller 15 for Patrick Mahomes? I've actually had people tell me we talk too much about Patrick Mahomes. I think those people suck. because Patrick Mahomes is the most important thing right now sports-wise in Kansas City. In fact, maybe the most important athlete in the sports world right now. The world in sports does kind of revolve around our quarterback, and it's pretty cool to have that guy here that can be a difference maker that everybody in the nation envies and wants to have. We've never had that before. Therese Paylor, who stars on the Therese Paylor Show every Monday at 6 here on 610 Sports Radio with Jay Binkley, was on yesterday, and of course the Jalen Ramsey conversation started. I've got an update on that. We'll get to that in a moment. But here's what Therese said about should the Chiefs pursue Jalen Ramsey.
I think they need to take a really hard look at it just because Jalen Ramsey is an incredible football player. He'd be a great fit in this defense. You know, they run man stuff here. He can take away a number one receiver. He can wipe him out completely. You know, he's the kind of guy that you'd feel very comfortable putting on a top guy. He's very competitive. He plays with an edge. From a football standpoint, Jalen Ramsey is incredible. And, you know, he'd absolutely be a fit here. Also, as far as, like, the way this team is growing, like his age, he's right in the same age as Tyreek. He's right in the same age as Patrick Mahomes. So, like, you're not bringing in a guy who doesn't even fit with, like, the long-term aging of your core players. He fits right into it. The thing is, you know, at the end of the day, like, how comfortable are they with Jalen, the person? You know, there's a lot going on. Like, he talks a lot, right? He plays with that chip. You know, Andy didn't seem particularly happy with the hit he gave Tyreek Hill. You know, and he's one of those guys that brings attention. He will tell you what he thinks. He's outspoken. You know, historically, when guys have taken it a little beyond just, like, keeping it to themselves, you know, Andy would deal with it for a little while, but guys like that typically don't last here that long. Of course, the NFL is the ultimate performance league. Jalen Ramsey is an incredible player, and if you make an exception for a guy, you'd make it for him. He loves the game of football. I do think there's a reasonable chance that if you add him here, it'd be just like Deion in San Francisco in 94.
Yeah, and Therese Paylor is right about that. If you do add him in, it definitely would be like adding Deion Sanders in, the football player Deion Sanders. But what Therese said there is exactly what I'm hearing from folks close to the situation when they say comfortable with Jalen the person. You heard Therese say that. Are they comfortable with Jalen the person? Most guys that, you know, become too big, bigger than the organization, as he said, don't last here long. And twice now, I've been given the comparison of Marcus Peters, that the Kansas City Chiefs as an organization already dealt with a guy with a personality like Jalen Ramsey, and that was Marcus Peters. And they didn't want that here in Kansas City. And that's why they traded Marcus Peters. They didn't trade Marcus Peters because he was a bad football player. They traded Marcus Peters because they didn't like Marcus Peters as an individual, as a person. He didn't fit well with what they were trying to accomplish here in Kansas City. And that's something that the Kansas City Chiefs now have to look at with Jalen Ramsey. And twice now, I've been given the comparison of Marcus Peters, saying that they've already dealt with a player like that. They've already dealt with somebody like that. And I don't know that the Chiefs really want to do that again. They've got a really good locker room right now. And I think they, as an organization, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Clark Hunt, everybody who's in charge of the organization, they're looking at that locker room right now, and they're really buying in and believing in the strength of that locker room, and they don't want to upset it right now. Like, I wouldn't be shocked either way. If they went out and got Jalen Ramsey, it wouldn't surprise me in the least, because he is a very good football player. If they don't get Jalen Ramsey, it's not going to surprise me in the least.
But when you mentioned that great locker room, though, Bob, I think that's one of the reasons.
Therese mentioned it as well.
I think that's one of the reasons why I feel comfortable bringing in a guy who you may or may not have some question marks when it comes to, is he going to fit into what we do here? Is the chemistry going to mesh, or is he going to disrupt that? I think that because you have such great chemistry already, I mean, come on, we were comparing these guys to the 2014, 2015 Royals, and
sure,
Oh, look how much fun they have, and look how much they love each other. I don't think one guy is going to upset the apple cart.
One guy did, and they shipped him to the Rams, man.
Like, I mean, I don't... I've never fallen into line with that.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand from the outside looking in how you could do that, but we've all worked with somebody who was a bad apple. We've all had that person where you just couldn't stand to go into work every day, no matter how good the environment was and how successful you are and how successful your business is, or whatever
hello,
it is that you do.
Greg.
Going to work every day when you have that one guy that just disrupts everything is not a healthy work environment. And I think right now the Chiefs are saying, we would rather not have Jalen Ramsey than have that distraction of Jalen Ramsey every single day. Therese is clearly...
But there's a piece of me, though, that questions whether or not... And look, I know that, Brett Veach, Andy Reid, Patrick, like top to bottom, they want to win, but
sure.
How serious are you about it? Because right now, hell, we just heard from Colin Cowherd. You agree with him. I agree with him. The AFC's... All you need to figure out now about the AFC
how to beat New England.
Is where the championship game is going to be held. Is it going to be here in Kansas City or is it going to be in Foxborough?
Right.
That's the only thing left to be determined about the AFC. At this point, you have to question how serious you are about winning when you're saying, look, I'm not really interested in doing this because I have these concerns. Look, I think Andy Reid is a guy that is capable of handling a big personality.
So far,
like
he has shown he can't, with his time in Philadelphia and his time with Marcus Peters. He's kind of over in that department.
I mean, I think that I never
Terrell
had,
Owens was doing sit-ups in a driveway.
I never had an issue with the Marcus Peters situation. I think that there were a lot of misnomers about what was going on with Marcus Peters here in Kansas City, and I think that Andy Reid did a fine job of handling that. Hell, we heard Marcus Peters on his way out the door praising Andy Reid and how much he liked Coach Reid and all of these things. So I'm not going to sit here and listen to that because I personally think that he handled him well.
I think you're not going to sit there and listen to it, but Therese is saying the exact same thing I'm saying. They are not comfortable with Jalen Ramsey the person, and until they can find a way themselves,
sure, I'm not denying that
to be
Bob,
comfortable
but what I'm
with Jalen Ramsey the person, he's not going to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think that when that is your only hurdle, that's your only hurdle that's holding you up. We're talking about a two-time Pro Bowler, a first-team All-Pro corner in Jalen Ramsey.
No doubt.
This is a problem with your team. You haven't addressed it in two whole seasons now, and it really is the one glaring flaw in this defense.
No doubt.
You patch that up, think about how your mentality changes about this.
But they don't want to go out there and risk doing something that could disrupt everything that they have going on here. While it is a win-now year, no doubt about it, for the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't think they're willing to take a chance on a player that's just not going to fit what they want to do here in Kansas City from a personality standpoint. It's exactly what Therese said. It's exactly what I'm hearing. Jalen the person is not Jalen the football player. If you could just have Jalen Ramsey the football player, the Chiefs would make that deal ultimately right away. But to bring Jalen Ramsey the person in, as Therese mentioned, and I've been saying for the last couple of weeks now, it just doesn't seem like a fit. It's oil and water right now with the organization and that particular football player, and they've already dealt with it. I think the Kansas City Chiefs as an organization want to go out there and maintain this locker room the way that it is, and they view Jalen Ramsey as somebody who could come in and upset that locker room, and they are not willing to do that right now. Maybe they look at another cornerback, which they did with Minkah Fitzpatrick. They got outbid for Minkah Fitzpatrick. There was nothing they could have done to outbid the Pittsburgh Steelers right now because the Steelers are 0-2 with Ben Roethlisberger out for the year. Their first-round draft pick is going to be a hell of a lot better than the first-round draft pick that the Kansas City Chiefs were able to give up to go out and get Minkah Fitzpatrick. So they're trying really hard to address this situation. They just want to do it the right way. They want to make sure that they address it with the right person and the right player, not necessarily just the right player. And as Chiefs fans, that's just something that we have to kind of accept and understand. Like, they're not willing to risk the culture of the franchise right now for one particular player. And I still think Brett Veach is going to turn over every rock and stone to try to find that right person. And if Jalen Ramsey isn't that guy, then Jalen Ramsey isn't that guy right now. And so that's kind of where we stand with the Kansas City Chiefs and with Jalen Ramsey. Mike and Raymore is your winner of $20 to BB's Lawnside Barbecue. We're still taking your phone calls to sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes. If you want to weigh in on that, 913-576-7610. 913-576-7610. It's Patrick Mahomes' 24th birthday. We're taking your happy birthday phone calls for him. And Patrick Mahomes, as we've been talking about, has a chance to become the first player in history to do something that maybe nobody will ever do. We'll tell you about it next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.